Okay. Any question? You are those genius fellows. Has got it all exactly the way it should be, so that was okay. If there's no question, who is the victim tonight? Any volunteer? Or you want me to victimize someone? Peter. Okay. Before he starts, what are we talking about? Again, please remember, this is a very long story in six books, which is talking about a path, which starts with being thirsty, wanting it, then understanding what love is not. You cannot understand what love is. Only the lover knows. But you should understand that loving your car is, I need my car, or I'm happy that I have something to show off, or whatever. Not in love. Love is something that will change the person first in a very simple way, so strong and noticeable that there is no doubt about it. In every animal, right from the plankton up to here, there is one basic stuff. What is it? Me. That capital I. My life. Survival. That's the basic in every animal, right? Okay. That feeling is in you. Of course you don't notice it. Because you prefer to deny it. Because it's ugly. It's really not giving damn about anything but just what I want. Right? It's there. You don't notice it, you don't know it. Why? Why don't you know it with? There is a rule in philosophy. You have to see the opposite, then know something. You don't have the opposite. If you fall in love, suddenly there is no me at the center of my attention and thought. There is something else. And this is not something that not be noted. Even the strangers in the street looking at the fellow will realize it, because the way the manner changes, everything changes. That's what love is. So we learn what love is not. Then we learn. We learned about what? Wisdom. What is this wisdom? Why do we call it wisdom? Because this is beyond the logic. Logic covers the rules. We are talking about exceptions. That's the major point about it. Now we are talking about how to enrich yourself, how to grasp this knowledge. Go and experiment it somehow, because this is very similar actually to art, because love is very similar to beauty. The concept of beauty is something that we don't know what it is. Nobody could analyze why sitting at the ocean and looking at the sunset suddenly will grab you, will do something to you. We don't know. But we know it's there
and it's not by accident, is it? How many human beings try to carve something from a stone? Could you compare any of those to the statue of David, of Michelangelo Buonarroti? That's what it is. What is in the Mozart that after a lot of years that he's dead, nobody did any improvement to that? Do you remember what was the time he was living in? It's the time of living with the cow and the horse and that. Art is very similar to this, at least to me, because that's what I studied officially. When you somehow go in the field of art, you go in one corner of it, but the rest of it will drag you for you and will change your life. You will be submerged in that quest for beauty. What is that beauty? Whenever you want to talk about beauty, you use the word heart, because it does something to your heart. What is that heart? Anyone remember? I talked about it and I repeated it. I hope that you always remember the argument about heart, because first of all, when they say heart, you look at this one, and this one is the fake one. This is not the real one. Why? Because when I say heart, the heart of the matter, how about the heart of a army? I'm not even... Sorry. The heart is not even the center of something. It's a special focal point, isn't it? When you talk about the heart of a city, it's not the physical or geometrical center of the city. Is something which is normally you find it at the oldest part of the city, which is the heart of the city. So my heart is, where is it? Have you ever thought of that? Forget about where it is. Let's talk about the size of it. What size is the heart? Is it like an atom over there, or what? Any answer? We talked about it. We said that that's the house of God. Tell me the dimension. Could it have any limit if it is the house of justice? Hak. With whatever that word carries, a house for that. This is something difficult that Rumi will explain it to you. First of all, the heart is not an enclosure. It's not a limited space. Why? Because from the heart to another heart, there is a window. The hearts are opened to each other. And yes, it is easier if I feel my heart is in me. But when I understand it, I am in the heart. Because I am in the heart of the matter I'm trying to develop my consciousness and understand. Who is doing it? Me. So, in a way, I am the heart of the matter. But am I? Is there any single fellow who could be that? No, there is this me. humanity, we all together, that special space which we have built with words, meanings. Therefore, we understand what nothingness is. Even physically, we have found black holes, which are supposedly a bunch of emptiness. We talk about all of this. What is this all? Because the heart of the matter is we. There is one heart. And my focal point of that is in me. Right? Let's talk about the crystal. Every atom of the glass over there is transferring light this way or that way or that way. But at the end of the day, it's light that will make that one bright. So that's what we are trying to connect to find that part of ours. How? We said, first of all, we understood that wisdom is like other understanding stuff. You could learn and learn and learn. Yes. In our case, in here, there is a difference. Over there, you could add and add and add up to, apparently they say, limitless. They are wrong. We talked about it. Here we experience it. You remember that critical point? When you learn and learn and learn, there is one point that suddenly you open. You don't need learning anymore because you will get it in you. That's what happens to these artist masters who made that masterpiece. So you try your best again and again and again with the hope of that miracle moment that you will be transformed. If it arrived, lucky you. If not, lucky you, because you got better and better and better. This is all we're talking about. He said, okay, now that you want everything to have, be selective. There is a limit out there. We talked about the limit. Anyone remembers that there is a limit out there? And that was very important, I remember. Who does remember that point?
Beginning of book two.
Exactly, beginning of the book two, he talked about qadar, limit. He said, everything in existence has a limit. Except that magical stuff I put in someone. Because I put it over there, and there is no limit to that. That's the magic we are looking for. Yeah. Be careful. First of all, the worst thing you could do in your path here is to try to imitate and grab these big words from here and there and make sentences and blah blah sentences and blah blah sentences and blah blah sentences and